Welcome. This is Winning at Life. You're listening to The Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, the rig count went up for the 22nd straight week, so our most precious commodity here in the States is taking a good look at that. I'm going to tell you the story. You know, we always have these stories about these poor people who just fell out of the back of a trailer park. Or, you know, the rags to riches story, and they win the lottery or Powerball, and having this money destroys them, right? I found the story of a rich guy who won the Powerball. And guess what? It destroyed him, too. So, but if you have a financial situation, I know it's weird. The theories that Gregory and I were talking about is just pretty complex. But financial situations, 504-260-0995. If you want to call in the old-fashioned way, you know, the newfangled cool way is to send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. So go get that app and you're just a couple thumb pushes away. Big story today, though, in the financial world is Amazon buying Whole Foods. Where do we even start with any of this, Gregory? There's so much on the table today.
Well, it's not a done deal. Their board could reject it. Kroger's could say, we'll buy them. What if Walmart came back and said, you know, nah, we'll pay $50 a share.
For Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Amazon just going to go buy someone else. Look, there's you were making a very good point before the show that part of the appeal of Whole Foods to Amazon is that it doesn't directly compete with Walmart and what they're doing pretty successfully already. It goes for the higher end grocery store experience. You know, people with high incomes, they have to eat every day too.
You mean to run through it how I did with you earlier?
Go ahead, and then I'll expand on the theory that I was following that with.
Okay, so let's see. I was kind of bringing up a question. I was using Stacy as an example, and I asked
your wife,
my wife, and I asked her, Stacy, what do you have, more time or more money? She says, more money. So, well, if you had more time, what would you do? She said, I would wait in line. If I had more time, less money, I would wait in line at Walmart. I said, so when you go out and buy a steak or, you know, and that's the example used, steak, what do you buy? Select, the lowest grade, choice, or prime? She says, I buy prime. How do you like your produce? Very fresh, organic is what she stated. Mm-hmm. Said, oh, you sound like you're a Whole Foods customer. But she isn't. But when she shops that way. So Walmart sells select grade of meat. You have to wait in line and you have to shop over about 40 acres. She wants to go a store that's kind of centralized. And there's probably two stores we use in our city, and that's Robert's and Rouse's. And it's kind of a convenience. Where do I prefer to buy my steaks at? Robert's. We occasionally try and say, oh, we should have went to Robert's. And for some reason, we feel their prime's a little better on that. Produce is more often very fresh and what we want there. So why would Amazon want to buy Whole Foods? Because they're higher-end grocery, higher-end parts of cities. They don't want to compete with Walmart. What they control is those that have more time than money, don't mind waiting in line. They're looking for the better deals. And if you're going to figure out how to bring brick and mortar into the streaming world, is that probably a good way to put it, James?
That's probably the best adjective so far.
Yeah, or the cloud. You'd rather do it with margins than with very narrow margins.
Okay, so buying Whole Foods does make a lot of sense like that. They have 442 or something stores. They'll have 500 by year's end, 600 by the end of next year that are already slated. And like you said, they're in the right neighborhoods. If this Whole Foods thing doesn't work out, they still have a couple of options. Trader Joe's. Isn't that sort of a bigger margin, smaller, but higher end?
I don't know. I've never been prompted. We have one almost across the street from the office, and I've never been in it. But if you're going to tackle groceries, you want them the capability of handling all, not just a narrow selection or the Trader Joe's trademark. But what's missing, because Amazon can – Stacy's been buying groceries from Amazon for a while, dry products. You know, whatever she can get shipped through UPS or the mail, she's been doing. She doesn't get her produce, meats, fresh items, or items that have a time expiration. She doesn't bother ordering. So then you got to figure out if you're them, Amazon, or other big retailers – how do I bring brick and mortar into the mix? And one of the things we talked about earlier is where all the brick and mortar missed it is they should have been bringing the web into their world. And I'll pick on Radio Shack, which once again, we never found that they had an app. As bad as Sears is run, they actually have an app now. But they're going to be gone because they didn't figure it out. They've just excluded the web from the early days, and this was even before the web, they let Walmart take their place. But go to Radio Shack, they didn't need a store on every corner. They needed a few in town. Why? Because everybody's going to shift to getting the gadgets or whatever through the web. And the other thing is, like, I don't want to give you my zip code when I want to buy some batteries or a gadget. That was so annoying. And any store that does that, you need to quit. Just sell. If I go in there and buy the item, I don't want the discount card. If you say, do you have a discount card? No, or I don't want to be bothered by it. Just here's my $2.95. Let me have the gadget. I've got to go plug it in so that will work. But they should have dominated their gadget space on the web. So what brick and mortar, and I think there might be maybe one that figured it out thus far.
Oh, the one in Lebanon, in Beirut?
No, that figured out the web, brought the web to brick and mortar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Walmart's the only competition. And see, it's funny you bring that up because my wife actually does shop at Walmart, but she doesn't like standing in lines either. And plus, she has four kids, and they are a pain to drag around.
I know. You found the niche
there. Right. So she orders online at the app. She pulls up. She pops a little trunk, and some guy loads it in, and she just takes off. And we've kind of watched this evolve over the last few months that we've been doing it. I tell you what they do in the – like if you order something and it's not in stock, they'll put a substitute item on there, but then they'll tag the bag. They have some sort of sticker that says substitute on it. So if you want to check them, you can substitute them and give them back and take them off the tag.
So if you have more money than time and it doesn't take much more – and you'd like to, I love Amazon, but yeah, I'd like to be able to do that Walmart thing, but I'd rather do it with Amazon. Guess what? It looks like you can do it now, because I bet you they saw Walmart. Like, how in the heck can we do that?
Right. And there was two ways we talked about it on the show. Either they start building their own chain of stores, which maybe
takes time,
yeah, time and expensive, or you can just buy your way in because there's plenty of failing grocery store chains out there.
So, and they weren't failing, but
they'd kind of topped off.
Was it $13 billion, something like that?
Yeah, 13.7 is what the offer is so far. But I cannot stress enough, and we're going to hear this is Jim Cramer on CNBC this morning. He was just as floored as I am, because I think of this in the long term. In 20 years, we're going to look back and we're going to be like, this was the big deal. This was one of the big turning points when we explained to our kids how we used to go to the grocery store.
This
right?
is a reordering, because what Amazon can do is use this as a base of, now, there's not that many stores. They were going to do it. They can do 1,200 stores. It's got about a third of that. But what this says is that Amazon wants to do for food, which they've struggled with, what they did for every other part of retail. It is get out of Dodge time. I mean, the people have moved, two German companies have moved in very aggressively, Walmart, Target. This is a threat. I'm taking down numbers, everybody who sells food, everybody, because you can't compete.
Yeah, he mentioned those German companies, and I heard talk about them last week, I think, on Fox Business. I'm not sure their names are, but they dominate in Europe. And they do it on narrow margins and lower than everybody else. And they do tremendous volume. It'd be interesting to see how they're going to compete here. So those that thought they're going to make it, that's why, you had all the, groceries or those connected to them. Costco got slammed, Walmart, Kroger, who else? There were some others as well that got hit
you
real
know what?
Hard.
I've got the list here. Target, Costco, Walmart,
yeah.
Kroger took the worst. CVS, whatever WBA is, BWA, Kim, DLT. Look, this is the top 10 worst performers on the S&P today.
Most of them grocers, huh?
Nine of them are grocer related. Nine of them are grocery retailers.
Yeah, we got look on stop losses. Be honest with you, stop losses. We got bounced out of Costco and Walmart today. Not happy about their downturns, but here's the one that I have confidence in coming back. Of course, quickly, Walmart.
Sure,
they've got the brick and mortar and they got the web going on. They're not getting their butt kicked by Whole Foods. Their customer base is still there, but this could change, like Sam's, Costco, those big blocks. How often you go to Costco, James?
My wife goes like maybe four times a year.
Four, yeah, not very much, huh?
No, but she stocks up, and whatever she gets a ton of, and I kind of like what they have there. Now, look, here's some good news. I believe, and there's quite a few people who were saying this in the media as well today, that this is going to be deflationary for food prices. We're going to get rid of some inefficiencies. Did you ever work at a grocery store growing up? I was a bagger at Albertsons for like a few months.
Probably, I'll be honest, throughout high school.
All right.
So about 4 years, I guess.
Wow. So it's just amazing. You find out how much money they have to spend just to upkeep the store. What happens when you can just go pick up your groceries and they don't have to have a guy that walks around fronting all the merchandise so there's not everything's recessed? You know, we don't have to have it stocked every night. If we have it, we have it. If we need to stock during the middle of the day, it's not like we're interrupting customers who are walking down the aisles. So
and this whole store could be treated just like a warehouse, like a Sam's or Costco.
Or an Amazon. Here is
Amazon.
This was from Fox Business this morning. Maria Bartiromo played this cut from Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com, who thinks this prices are about to come down.
Amazon will be deploying technology, which will find advantages in the sense of delivering efficiencies in the business, will lower the cost of doing business, and with that, prices will come down.
Now, how are you going to compete with that? You're Kroger, you're already suffering. How are you going to compete with that?
You're going to have robots loading up the buggies, so to speak, and then a guy takes it out to the car.
If you're one of these other guys, you say, forget Whole Foods, buy me. Buy me, I'm going under. All right, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Definite Banking. What's your take on that?
I have a tax question. We haven't filed in 4 years.
My wife and I both have separate 401 accounts. Could I consolidate that money?
What's Gregory's thoughts on where to stick my money?
I got myself overwhelmed in credit card debt. What can I do to get myself out of it?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Well, I do not account for my two grandchildren, and I've heard that they can negatively impact financial aid applications.
That is accurate. They're going to look for you to spend that money first before they kick in money. That's why I kind of frown upon using 529s, because there's some tax advantages to saving through that. What the problem is, it's going to show up on a financial aid application. So they're going to take that in consideration, where if you're looking to help those children, just simply put a money in a savings account for them. The other way to handle that is to put money into a Roth. There's no early withdrawal penalty for purpose of paying tuition.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. And yes, it is the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. Are you wanting that phone number so you can participate? You ready? Jack already knew the number. Did we give it out at the beginning of the show?
We said it a couple times.
Probably did. Well, I'm going to say it three times. How's that? Now, you can email me, gregory@gregoryricks.com. You can use the phone number, 504-260-0995. You can use the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You could use a website site chat, or you could use 504-260-0995.
There's one.
That was two.
Oh, that was
you
two.
Missed
oh,
one.
I did.
And you know what method Jack used? He used 504-260-0995.
There's three. Okay. All right. Jack in New Orleans. You're on Winning in Life with Gregory Ricks. What's up?
I want to make a couple of points. One, Costco, their margins are so low that they make their profit on the membership. And
that makes sense. Is their margins?
But makes sense.
Do what?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They make their don't because I saw a special on TV about how Costco runs their business, and this is what they stated: that their margins are so low that they make their money on the membership. So you know, doesn't matter whether somebody shops there once a year. That you know, they got the membership dues, and that's their that's Costco's profit. Also on Whole Foods, there's so much exclusivity with Whole Foods. I don't think they're that price conscious. The customers aren't that price conscious. So if Amazon.
I agree there, and that's the point. They're higher end. They're not shopping for price. It's what they want.
Right. So, you know, if Amazon is able to bring in efficiencies in the operations and bring the price down, Costco really shouldn't lower their price. If they lower their price, they get as cheap as Walmart. People are going to associate them with Walmart. You may want to keep your prices fairly high to emphasize that exclusivity.
I don't think they're buying it to compete with Walmart. They just
want to get into that space. You know, they could lower the price, but they may not want to lower the price. They may not want to see something like a Walmart as a low-price store. They want to keep the price, you know, fairly high to emphasize their exclusivity. That's my point. Those are my 2 points.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Very valid points. Thank you, Jack. I don't disagree with Jack on those. I just don't think Amazon's buying it to be competitive price-wise. It's more about what do your customers want? Are they willing to pay? They're going to do business there. You and I are a little bit different. Do you go in the grocery store, the ones you choose to go to, do you look at the price?
Absolutely. That's usually the determining factor. Name brand peanut butter, generic peanut butter, it's all about the price.
Majority of the time, don't look at the price. It's kind of what I want. Sometimes, might I see it? But when it comes down to it, no, I want those bonds. Might it be the Bonnie Bread, the sesame seed? It's the larger ones. I may have looked at price, but then I go to what I want. It's let's see, what milk, dairy fresh, 2%, no, non-fat. And there's different prices, and I look, I say, well, that's not too much more. I'm getting what I want on that. So it's not so much price. It's more about what do I want at this point in time. What, bottles of wine in a grocery store, what's your price point?
$10.
Mine's, I want to buy over 20 is kind of how I choose there. Is there some that I'll buy at 10? Yeah, there is some good ones at 10, but usually I'm buying at 20.
See, those are special occasions for me. But look, this will be real interesting because
this is, if it's a 2012, I'm buying every bottle off the shelf if they still have 2012.
Oh, look at that.
$20 price point.
Okay. Well, but look, I love what they have at Whole Foods. I love going and seeing 10,000 cheeses, half of which I can't pronounce, about a third of which I can't even smell.
And that's something different. I've never been in Whole Foods.
Wait, how have you not been in Whole
I've
Foods?
I've never been in Whole Foods.
There's one less than a mile from your office.
Yeah. Just so, see? And I'm touting some of this of why Amazon did this, but I'm not a Whole Foods customer. I shop like I'm at Whole Foods at other places.
You should be a Whole Foods customer.
I just wanted to point out, you're a Whole Foods shopper.
But the main thing holding me back is the price point. If Whole Foods was just as cheap as Rouse's or Robert or Winn-Dixie or even Dornax, I'd probably shop there a lot more. And if the price on that comes down, Whole Foods is now in the ballgame for my household.
I can see that, and where, because they're going to increase volume, could help them be more competitive as well, or could it be a curse?
Well, you know what?
From that,
let's do the numbers here, because there's going to be a couple of issues that come up with this. I invite you to pull up google.com/finance. I'm talking to not just Gregory, but you, the guy listening too, and the stock symbol KR. That's our buddies at Kroger. And they haven't really enjoyed the last 48 hours or so as far as trading on their stock goes, on their shares.
Yeah, the three-day chart looks like going down steps.
Okay, about 28% drop. So almost a third of their stock price has been lost since the close of Wednesday. It opened severely down on Thursday, lost a little bit and then held, and then opened severely down today and then came up just a scratch.
Did somebody like know this was coming?
They had a memo that got leaked a couple days ago in after hours trading, and it was pretty dire.
Yikes.
So, yeah. So on top of that, you had a grocery store chain that's already scrambling from a PR standpoint, wake up to the news that Amazon's got an offer on the table for Whole Foods, and it just took a big drop again today. I mean, and most of the drop, in fact, all the drop almost was before it opened. They were talking about this when I turned on the TV. Maria was talking about this at 7 a.m. So the fun part is looking at all these other people in the grocery sector. They got cleaned out today. And while Kroger's, you know, it's kind of sounds like an anomaly. Target was down how much today? Yeah, let's look at some of these tickers here. Target was down 10% today. Costco's down 7%. Walmart's down 6%. CVS down almost 5%. Basically, when you heard Kramer earlier say, I'm turning down anyone who touches food, that's what happened right after he said that. It's a pretty easy guess to make. So this isn't just affecting Amazon and Walmart and Whole Foods. This is affecting anyone who sells food. Are people going to stop buying fewer groceries?
With the German company? No. I don't think so. It's going to shift. The landscape's going to change. You've got to bring the internet into the mix, and somebody's actually figuring out how to do that / brick and mortar, because you can't do it with UPS only.
Can't do an Apple, no.
No, and so somebody's going to figure that out. Somebody could have figured it out on the other end. And Walmart's been trying. They're just late to the game, like ignored it. And then at some point is, yeah, we're losing a lot of sales to Amazon. Well, you've done lost them. It's, can you secure your base and get them to do that as well the base that you already have. Amazon shoppers aren't going back, oh, I didn't know Walmart was there. Let me drive over there and park and wait for them to bring it out to the trunk of my car. No, they're not doing that. It was like, yeah, there it is. It's at my front doorstep when I got home.
Okay, and you're already talking about the next iteration of what happens is beyond this, beyond ordering through an app and have someone else assemble it and package it for you.
Yeah, we talked about that. Probably 5 years from now, we'll be sending our car over there to Whole Foods to pick up our groceries.
Right, and you'll have the option. Are you going to send your car to come pick it up?
No, I will not be in the car. The car is driverless.
No, I was talking about something else. When you order on the app, there's going to be an option. Are you going to send your driverless car to come pick this up?
Yes.
And it'll be like no charge. Or if you want us to send one of our driverless cars to drop it off to you, $2 surcharge. I don't know.
Yeah, there'll be probably $10 surcharge. You know what? I might pick that up.
Heck yeah. But that's coming up, too. But there's all kinds of efficiencies there as well, Greg. Well,
here's what, Chen, where we're talking about they'll have somebody that rolls it out to car. I saw Google last week, and we didn't talk about this, sold this robotics company.
Sold it?
Sold it. And it was unbelievable what the robots could do. And you see where I'm going is you're sending your driverless car over to Whole Foods or Walmart to pick up your groceries, fresh produce, your meat, orange juice, milk, all that stuff, butter. You don't want it to melt. And a robot's going to load the car.
From your self-shopping, a robot will load the car?
No,
a robot will load the car from the app shopping.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
When it goes over to Walmart, Whole Foods, or whatever that iteration is, a robot's going to load it.
We're going to have what we talked about for drone delivery. There's going to have to be a drop zone. There's going to be a little area of your yard that's going to have to be cordoned off and recognized by artificial intelligence where they just have some sort of arm that goes... Because in some
and
of the...
sets it down there and leaves.
When I lived in Plano, Texas, their garbage trucks 15 years ago would come to your house and an arm would come pick it up and dump it. A robotic hydraulic arm would dump it in the truck. I don't know why we don't have these here. We still make guys run around and go grab them out your driveway. But
shouldn't they should be sitting in a specific spot.
Yeah.
And the only person should be the driver. And he's monitoring. And when 5 years, he'll just be there in case something goes wrong to push stop.
I saw it 15 years ago. All right, we're doing the numbers next. If you want to play along, go to GregoryRicks.com under Winning It Live. Pull up the numbers. I'm James Parker, 504-260-0995. If you want to call in, it's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Driving means...
freedom.
Exploration.
Fun.
Pride.
Flexibility.
Travel.
Protection.
Ability.
Friendship.
Excitement.
Control.
Independence.
Distracted driving means...
danger.
Recklessness.
Irresponsible.
Chaos.
Police.
Devastation.
Injury.
Loss.
Tears. Death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by iHeartRadio, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It has become as much a part of summer in New Orleans as swimming holes and snowballs. It's the Feed the Multitudes 4th of July Festival at the Victory Fellowship Church on Airline in Metairie. This year, the 28th annual event. The day includes free food, games for the kids, a water slide, face painting, and more. And it's all made possible through the help of volunteers. Do you have a few hours to give back this Independence Day? Go to victoryfellowship.net. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
It's like conversation I had the other day regarding a reverse mortgage. And she asked me, she said, okay, what is it that's going to go bad? I said, well, let me ask you this. This current mortgage you have, if you quit making payments on it, isn't that one you got to be careful with too? She said, oh, yeah. I said, what would happen if you quit making payments? She said, at some point, they're going to make me move. And that's exactly right. You have a reverse mortgage. Both of you are on the reverse mortgage. What's the worst thing that could happen? You don't leave any equity to your kids. But you do have to pay your taxes and your insurance along the way. That could cause you a problem.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. Seven crew members of the destroyer, the USS Fitzgerald, are reportedly missing after the vessel collided with a merchant ship off the coast of Japan. The collision happening southwest of Yokosuka, two Navy tugs along with naval aircraft have been dispatched. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise remaining in critical condition but is improving 2 days after he and several others were shot in a practice ball field in Alexandria, Virginia. But his doctor says Scalise will need more surgeries.
The initial period is about hemorrhage control, and I feel like we've made a lot of progress in, about that, and hopefully that is not going to be our biggest enemy any longer. Other things to worry about include infections and other complications that come about from intensive care.
Dr. Jack Sava is director of trauma at MedStar Washington Hospital. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
And that's home, you know. Sweet. Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It's a daily wrap, and it's Friday night, too. We always love this one on Friday night. Zach Brown Band. What's the other ones we like?
Friday Night Just Got Paid.
Just Got Paid.
Oh, yeah. Brantley Gilbert.
The Weeknd. Yeah. He'll be coming up next, The Weeknd. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you can call myself, your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We can see if we can help you out. Once again, live financial talk radio. We love some music on Friday night. Well, actually, every show. The phone number to call. You ready? Put your car in driverless mode.
Autopilot. Yeah.
Autopilot. That works, too. 504-260-0995. Want to point out that this is not Star Trek. Yeah, we are talking about your driverless car, few years out, going to pick up your groceries at Whole Foods, Walmart, and probably maybe some German retailer into the mix in the future as well, we hear talk of. Or it might be Elon Musk's grocery store chain. Who knows? But there'll be a robot there to load it, and then your car's going to bring it back and then text you that it's arrived. You can go get the milk and meat out of the car. And you're thinking, this is insane. And you used to race to Blockbuster to get that movie back, or they're going to charge you another day's rental if it wasn't there by 10 p.m. And then we used to use these cell phones that weighed 5 pounds that were bigger than your head, and you held it upside there and like, wow, this is something. And now a lot of us have gotten rid of computers because we have handheld ones. Oh, and we can talk on it, but we don't talk so much now because we No, we don't email much either. It's texting. 504-260-0995 is the number to call.
So I, one of the things we were talking about is the timeline. This is a game changer. Things will be different after this. More people will be using apps to grocery shop in 5 years and 10 years than they are right now. But what is that timeline going to look like? I submit that the comparison, the proper comparison, is how long it took for streaming to put Blockbuster out of business. Because Blockbuster was getting complaints that they were a monopoly. And now they're out of business. And what was that time frame about?
I thought it was about 3 years.
It does sound about right. Because there was Netflix that would mail it to you, but that only lasted about 2 years before they started the streaming, and then everyone...
They still do that, but that's like inconvenient now as well. It used to be the bomb. It's like, I don't have late fees. I don't have to take the disc. I could hold the disc for 6 months and you're cool with it? Wow, okay, this is the route I'm going, because last thing I want to do on Sunday night is race over to Blockbuster and drop the movie off. And there's like 50 people busting in the door along with me.
Can you explain to your kids one day? It's like, we used to rent a movie, and if it was a horrible movie, you either had to turn it off or eat it. You couldn't just flip to the next thing.
That's the only movie we have for the night, kids.
Yeah, our kids are going to think we were barbarians. It's like, yeah, I used to read a book with pages. To the phones we go. Chris in Ocean Springs, you're up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
I'm about to be 26. I ran a credit report to go get a car and everything. I literally have no credit. Zero is my credit score. I was wondering what I need to do financially to start building credit. And how do I...
Did you say literally zero?
Zero.
Zero credit?
And I'm 25.
He pulled up his credit report and it was blank. He's not.
Okay.
See, here's what you need to do. You need to go get a credit card, even if you have to put up the money for the credit card as collateral. Because what are the lenders looking for? It's not really credit. It's the show. Your credit's going to show that you will pay the bill every month. That's what they're looking for, is that you're not going to have late days, that you can do it every month for years. And they may not need years of history. They might just need a track record. Yeah, he pays the bill every month, and that's what you have to figure out to do. I ask this. He's 26, so he's, what, millennial?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to a bank, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Like physically walked inside of a bank branch?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How often?
Every 2 weeks. I get paid
okay.
by week.
Oh.
Okay, so he goes to the bank, cashes his check, or deposits it. I would go talk to the person at that branch that you go to about this question. How can y'all help me establish a credit card that I can make payments on? You don't need a big line of credit or something. Tell them, look, I'll put some money in the savings account as collateral for it so you can charge on it. And don't pay it off. Just make sure you make the payments. Don't pay it off at the end of the month, but establish some credit. And that's where you start. And then somebody else will allow you to finance something or give you a bigger credit card.
It's really anything. It could be getting a Sears card, a Target card. It could be buying a new car. Just make sure you don't pay cash for it.
Once you get something going and establish credit, guess what you're getting in the mail? About 10 offers. Hey, yeah. Use our credit card.
And this can all turn around in just a year,
maybe two. Yeah, or even less. But it's just get that going that shows that you can pay it every month. Be careful with it because it can also get you in a lot of trouble.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Good luck.
All right, let's say in Mississippi, we're going to talk to Jewel in Long Beach. You're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Jewel?
Yeah, hi. First of all, I speak with esophageal voice. I lost my voice to cancer when I was 22. I lost my larynx. That was in 1980. I didn't apply for disability until 1995, but I didn't start receiving it until 1995. I married not long after my cancer, And I was married 27 years. I'm divorced. I only receive about $500 for disability. I'm 59 now, and so my lifestyle has changed. And I was told that I couldn't receive Social Security benefits off of my ex until I was 62 or 65. But then I was at Social Security office a couple of weeks ago, and they told me that it's possible I could receive it when I turn 60. And so my brother said, "See, you gotta call that guy Gregory Rick. I listen to you all the time." So I said, "Okay, I'll call him."
Is your ex deceased?
Nope. He's alive.
No, he's alive. And Social Security's... Okay. And what did Social Security tell you you could or couldn't do?
Well, on the phone, whenever I call up that, so they said I had to be 62. But when I
right.
was there recently, they told me with disability that I could be 60 and could get it out. But
okay.
everybody tells me that some of them say one thing and others say other things. So I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, a little confusion there. I think it's 62, and that's why I asked if he was deceased, because if he was deceased, you could as early as 60. But we're really wanting it to be at 62, because you're getting a bit more. Did they tell you whether or not you would draw more than what you're drawing right now?
Well, they said come back, probably 60 in 6 months. So they said come back, and they would check. But they said because I was on disability, that was why. And because my lifestyle changed, that I could in 60. So I'm calling you.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that 60. That is something I would like to check more into. I just know if there's deceased. Were you married for 10 years?
Married 27 years.
Okay, so we're good there. I am not sure about 60, but I do understand the 62 is that opportunity for you. It's just if they were deceased and you were disabled, you could draw as early as age 60. And since there's this discrepancy, and I'm pretty certain about it, but this is something I would like to check on. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is call the office on Monday so we can make sure of this, and then we'll let my team know that you're going to be calling regarding this question. I'm going to probably be out the office. If you want to speak to me about it, it'll probably be on Tuesday. So I have other business obligations over in Mississippi on Monday.
Well,
I just don't understand. A lot of other people, they get a lot more money.
We'll try and get you the most, Joel.
That's the objective, is if you can draw more, you do want to switch to that.
Thank you, Joel.
Best of luck. Give us a call, Joel.
All right. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help.
in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%, let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Have about $500,000 in cash. I want it to be a very unrisk type of investment.
And this is the way I look at all money. We work hard to get it, whether it's $500,000, $200,000, or $800,000. It's all really important money. But I do have clients that come in, and they're just like Ray is. I'd like to get this money to work, but I do not want to lose a penny. And there are right. financial tools and strategies to do that, depending on the length of time that you have to put this money to work. One of the ways I like to break it down is I'll say that $500,000 isn't going to do all the same job. It could be a number of things, and that's how we want to assign it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
By the way, Liz Payday. For the weekend, pull it up every time you're alive. Take a shot for the regrets. Double up in the
if you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. It is the weekend, Friday evening. You're listening to Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Phone number is 504-260-0995. Who's? Mine just drew a blank on her caller. Right there.
Oh, from Long Beach, Jewel.
Jewel, I want to pick back up because on the break I did do a little bit of checking, and divorced spouses have the same right to collect spousal benefits as described. And what I'm getting at is that's the key point, is you can draw on spousal benefits, yours or theirs, whichever is longer. Because you had to be over 62 before December 31st of 2015. Remember that rule?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no deeming. So you could switch to your own disability. So you're basically drawing your max disability benefit because it's at 65, 66, whatever your FRA is, full retirement age, it would switch over to Social Security. So at 62, you're taking a haircut on the spouse's benefit, but at 62, if the spousal benefit is larger than your benefit, you can switch to it from disability. The age 60 is for widow's benefits.
And the people at Social Security constantly get these rules wrong.
Yeah, and technically, if you're disabled, it could have started at age 55.
If you're widowed and disabled.
And disabled, yes. So 62 is going to be the correct age to switch over to the spousal benefits if they are larger. Once again, you can call me at the office or my team on Monday, 504-832-9200.
All right, let's do the numbers, and I'm going to tell you the story about the rich guy who won the lottery, and it ruined him, too. First off, in the...
So how does it... Can I just ask a question? Yeah, I know we're going to do the numbers, but let's say I'm that guy, I pulled everything together,
got $40,000. Well, I'm got $39,990 because I spent $10 on the lottery and I won it. So if I go through that $10 million lottery in the next 5 years and I end back up with $40,000, how am I ruined?
It's a lot worse than just losing your money.
But I'm not so ruined. I just kind of blew a fortune.
How about this? No,
back where I started.
Well, I've got answers for that. Some of your family members are dead. Everybody hates you. You've burned a bunch of bridges. You don't have any friends. Your life can be worse than being poor.
Yeah, I could have left a lot of carnage while being rich for 5 years, I guess.
Wait till you see what this guy goes through. He was just poor. He wishes to God he was just poor at this point.
Were we going to do you wanna make Bitcoin?
Go ahead and make fun of Bitcoin. They deserve it today. Or actually for the last how many days? Because it hit 3,000 and then people freaked out. You can tell there's human beings making these trades because the second it hit that landmark, what was that? June 10th or 9th? It's hard to tell because it's not labeled all the way. Yeah, June 5th and June 12th.
There's the one-year chart. Oh, it hit the Mount Everest point there. At, what was that?
3,000.
3,018, and then dropped to a low after that of 2,456, and today it's at 2,525.
Man, so if you bought a Bitcoin a week ago, you already lost $500.
Yeah. It's... Yeah, some people that are trading. This isn't a currency.
This is fun to watch, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Blood in the streets.
All right. Now, we've been talking about the main financial story of the day. Whole Foods had an offer to be bought by Amazon. Market seemed to kind of like it. Dow was up 0.1%. It's at 21,384. S&P, basically flat, but 24,33. 0.03% in the positive. The NASDAQ actually went in the other direction, though. It's being dragged down by some of those other techies, not Amazon, of course. It's down 0.2% today. It's at 61.51. And the Russell lost 0.25%, too. Exactly split.
10-year treasuries, 2.152, kind of holding steady in that range. We saw it a bit lower when Janet Yellen raise the rates, and some people have been asking, well, why are rates going down with another rate hike? We've had three in a row without a market correction, and we've got lower interest rates than the previous rate hike. And you know what my response is? The market don't care.
Yeah, bonds don't care.
Yeah, bonds don't care. Moving on, oil has been doing some crazy things. Aramco's not too happy about it.
44.65 is where I have to close at today. A little bit of positive, but still just bouncing around between 44 and 45. It stayed exactly in that tiny little range today, so it seems pretty comfortable there. Gold shed a little bit, 12.53 per precious ounce and a dime, 12.53 and 10 cents.
Let's see, where was gold a month ago? Let's see. Really? This is going. It was $12.56 a month ago.
So you lost $3 on it.
It was as high as $12.97 early this month on the 6th. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, a couple big losers on the short sheet here. Both Under Armour and Nike down more than 3% today. Is that just because sports is in sort of this midsummer
lull?
Good
thing they weren't in the grocery business, though.
They'd have taken it even worse.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like we're going to take a call before I tell you about this lottery loser winner slash guy. Judy in Long Beach, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Judy?
Hi. I have a question on Social Security survivor benefits. When a person has been married twice and both times have been long enough to qualify the widow or the former wife for survivor benefits. Now, the first widow was married, first survivor married for 30 years to this person, and the second one married for 15 years. The second one is just reaching Social Security age. Does now the first person's survival benefits decrease, or will it remain the same?
He could have 10 wives that have been married to him for 10 years each, and they all could start drawing at the same time. And they, none of them would know about the other. There's zero effect on each of them, and there's zero effect on him for them all drawing. It's their right under the law.
Okay. All right. I was just curious how that worked for the survivors.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you thought of us.
Thanks for calling us, Judy.
See, I like it when people just, who else would you ask? At least you thought of us. Thank you, Judy. All right. So the guy's name is Jack Whitaker. He goes by Jack. His first name's Andrew. Born 1947, West Virginia. Won a Powerball in 2002. Now, the interesting thing about Jack Whitaker is even though he was getting a new $314 million pot thrown at him, the dude was already worth $17 million. Now, have you ever heard a story about a rich person that won the lottery? I mean,
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really that rich. But $17 million bucks is a guy who doesn't need to win the lottery. So first mistake he made is he took the lump sum. Don't we always say that? The cash option, $113 million.
But you'd think, you know, he's worth $17 million. He'd be okay with doing that.
What, the lump sum or the annuity? Handle it.
He could handle the lump sum.
Yeah, you would think of it. Because, you know, our excuse has been, these people have never handled money before. You give them money and then it just destroys them. Well, this guy has handled money and he earned it. He started his own business.
He took the lump sum, paid a lot in taxes.
Yeah, the lump sum got him down to $170 million after taxes, $113. So whenever someone wins a...
That's a pretty good number still.
Yeah, yeah, that'll buy a nice car. All right, now the first...
We could shop at Whole Foods.
Started out good. He donated. He said, I'm going to give 10% to charity. His church ended up building a gigantic new complex and compound. And there's also a new charity that he started with $14 million that feeds low-income people in West Virginia. All that's good. Then someone broke into his car just a year later, less than a year later. He was at the strip club. They took a briefcase with $545,000 in cash. When police asked
that was a strip club money.
When police asked him why do you have all that money on him, he said, "Cause I could." So he continually got robbed. His daughter and her boyfriend overdosed, and then his granddaughter and boyfriend overdosed, and then his daughter overdosed at age 42. These were people with addiction problems since they didn't have to work and they have all the money in the world. Yeah, half his family died. Now he's broke. He keeps getting robbed, and he's penniless. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't have a family, and he's broke again with less money than he started with.
Wow, is all I can say.
You're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Join us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates.